Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Merloni and Fourier.
This is an embarrassing headline that I have to
No, it isn't. I want you to say it with conviction.
Sperm is being used to create an eco-friendly alternative to plastic.
What? Patriots-Bills is shaping up to be a big game.
Oh, I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's definitely a defining game.
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
It's not going to be the end of the season. I don't think we wrap up the division or the conference.
But the Patriots are prepared for all elements, right, Coach?
Sunny days, cloudy days, windy days, calm days, hot days, cold days.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be loud. Blah, 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 blah.
It's Lou.
I mean, why did you give me a cup made of sperm?
And today, the F stands for Fitzy.
Shame on you, Fitzy.
It's Merloni and Fourier on WEEI.
Fourth and final hour, Merloni and Fourier. Fourier ain't in here today, which means Fitzy's here, so we're still the MFers. So that's how we roll. So we're good like that. We had Fourier sound yesterday talking about these Buffalo Bills because I'm curious on what Fitzy's thoughts on there with this team. This was a team that last year won the AFC East. The Patriots were 7-9 with Cam Newton. They had no quarterback of the future. You looked at everybody this preseason had the Bills in the Super Bowl. People had the Bills in the AFC title game or winning the AFC East easy. This is what Fourier said about the future of these Buffalo Bills.
I feel like the Bills made all the right moves. And every single year they got better internally and they also got better as a team. And then at the same time, the Patriots are kind of, I don't know, going through a transformation, call it. Sure enough, here comes the offseason. They get all the right free agents. They pick the right quarterback also. Bill's not going anywhere. And sure as hell, now it's almost like, you know, you're chasing them, where it should have been the other way around. Like, the Bills should be the dominant team that are getting all the attention that everyone says has arrived. And I feel like it's flipped. Like, you had your one-year hiatus where you controlled everything. Now I feel like if I'm the Bills, I'm going, holy crap, we're right back where we started.
Right back where we started, chasing the New England Patriots, which is the reason why I think in this game there's no question. They're the home team. They're supposed to be, you know, representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. This game is more pressure on the Bills to go out there and win this football game than there are on the Patriots.
We've been told for the past year plus, the AFC East runs through Orchard Park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if that's the case, if this is the better team, you got the better quarterback, you think you're better top to bottom than the Patriots, then here comes the reconfigured, rejiggered, and re-improved New England Patriots team that has the same record as you. Actually, they've won that 12th game, and they're coming to town hotter than any other team in recent memory in the NFL with all the momentum and everyone picking them, Buffalo. So go ahead. You want to show us that you're the king of the hill, at least in the East, if not the conference? Knock them off.
Talk about stealing the limelight. So NFL put out a graphic about the big Week 13. And some of the big games that are out there, you know, but they have, Cardinals versus Bears. They got a picture of Kyler Murray and right underneath it, there it is, Kyler Murray, 1 p.m., check it out on Fox.
Not Andy Dalton?
Nope, not Andy Dalton. Ravens versus Steelers, 4:25, check it out on CBS. Big picture and Lamar Jackson.
Not Big Ben?
Nope, not Big Ben. 8:20, NBC, the big game, Sunday Night Football, Broncos Chiefs. There's a picture.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Pat Mahomes, right? Monday Night Football, Patriots at Bills. Check it out, 8:15 ESPN. It's a picture of Mac Jones.
Hello.
Not Josh Allen, who was runner-up to MVP last year, who up to 3 weeks ago was the leading candidate for MVP and is still probably top two or three. And they put a picture of Mac Jones to promote this game and not Josh Allen. You talk about stealing the limelight quick. This Patriots team turned that around quickly.
quickly.
Yeah.
Lou, it took Buffalo 20-something years to find a 25 years to find a quarterback.
You Patriot fans are so spoiled. I mean, not only do you win it for 20 years, but something that every team in the AFC East has been trying to do for 20 years, draft a quarterback. Maybe he'll improve year two. Maybe he'll improve year three. By year three, you're like, he sucks. Go get another quarterback. Draft another quarterback. Year two, year three, he sucks. Screw it. We ain't doing it. We're going to sign Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ah, he sucks. Back to the draft. He sucks. Like, they've been doing this for 20 years. You did it once, and it worked. And you think it's easy because that's all you've seen, just once, and you found Mac Jones.
But look at how easy they make it
once,
look.
That's it.
Lou, Tom Brady misses a season, and they make Matt Castle, who hadn't thrown a meaningful pass since high school, take the team.
Yeah.
Granted, it was a loaded roster, to 11-5.
Yeah.
Look what they got out of Cam Newton last year. I mean, honestly, like, now it's starting to make the 7-9 they got out of Cam Newton look mildly impressive.
Yes.
Granted, one of those L's was on Brian Hoyer's shoulders. I digress. Yeah, because the Patriots have made it look so easy by finding the right fit in the system. If you want to tell me, okay, well, let's put Mac Jones on the other four teams that picked a quarterback in front of the Patriots, and let's see how well he does. You know what? The Jaguars would have more wins than they do. The Jets would have more wins than they do. The Bears would have more wins than they do. He's a good fit anywhere. You know what Mac Jones is good at doing? Throwing the football, making the right decision,
smart.
And winning.
He's smart.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with obviously new in the league, and I think early in years, I think that's where coaching is probably more important, you know, than ever, you know, that first year or two. Because I think out of all those guys, I think Trevor Lawrence would succeed here. I don't know about Zach Wilson. I really, the other guys, I don't know about, but Trevor Lawrence, I think, would. But I don't think Mac would be as lost if he was with the Jets right now.
No.
But the New York Jets, they had the second pick. They've been doing this for years. And they get Zach Wilson. And the fifth guy taken is winning football games and leading the AFC East. After years of searching, of hoping, like winning the draft, Jets fans, is this the guy? Is he the new guy? Can, you know, is he the guy to take you to the playoffs? Do we have the right guy? And the Patriots took one shot at it. And found a guy that can play. That's got to piss off everybody in the AFC, maybe even the NFL, that's tired of this team, that thought it was over, that needed a break from the New England Patriots.
Oops. They're back.
I mean, good God.
As a matter of fact, they didn't really go anywhere. They just needed to go inside the house, and they had to change their clothes. They didn't have to go buy a new wardrobe. They didn't have to do it. They rebuilt from within that quickly because, and I know this is going to drive people crazy, not only did they find the right guy, but Belichick adapted and adjusted philosophies in the offseason, Lou. They spent $250 million. They went free agent happy, and they nailed their draft. They found the right guys to fit the style of football that they like to play. You can't think of it as a Tom Brady team. It's a different team, but this is Bill Belichick's style of Patriots football.
And Bills fans, they're sort of reeling right now.
How they feeling?
They're not good.
They're supposed to be fired up for Monday.
No, local news up there, Channel 4. They threw out a poll. This is up in Buffalo, like in Buffalo, to Buffalo Bill fans. And they threw out a poll, and the four options were AFC top seed, AFC East champs, wild card team, or out of the playoffs. Right now, Bill, 7-4. Okay. Those are the four options. Do you know the most popular response at 40% was the Bills missing the playoffs?
Stop it.
40%. These are Bills fans. 40%. Bills fans believe they're going to miss the playoffs. 37% feel like it's a wild card. 77% either miss the playoffs or barely get in. Now, AFC champs, 19%, number one seed, 4%. It's 40% think they're not going to make the playoffs. Like, they're like reeling.
The Belichick effect is like an emotional version of lake effect snow for them. It just lands on top, and it hovers, and it never lets up.
Holy smokes. All right, Patriot fans, bad weather Monday night. How concerned are you with this football game? Let's get to the phone calls. I'm going to go to Mark in Pawtucket. Mark, you're on with Lou and Fitzy. Go ahead, pal.
How you doing?
Good, buddy.
I have a confession. Mm. You think Bill Belichick was, like, smart enough to think that he was going to get Mac Jones in this draft? That's why he picked up Cam Newton and then...
In the offseason first?
Yeah, I think Bill Belichick thought he was going to get Mac Jones in this draft, so that's why he...
Mark, I think the thinking initially was that big San mark. Francisco, another team that had been rumored to be interested for a long time in Mac
Jones. San Fran was on
him. San Fran was on him, and they were going to get Garoppolo for likely a second-round pick. That's what they were willing to offer, and then San Francisco got greedy, and then the Patriots balked, from what I've heard, and then they turn around, and then it goes back to them taking Trey Lance, and you know what? I think they regret making that decision, though they have what we believe to be Mac Jones-like numbers from Garoppolo. It's just that he's way more fragile.
See, I think if they believed, listen, the Garoppolo, you can't bank on him being healthy, but if you felt like, okay, I need one more healthy season for him, we still have Jimmy Garoppolo. So if I trade Trey Lance, who by all you know, reports that he was the farthest one out, he was the biggest project. So if I got to sit him for a year, I'm okay because I still got Jimmy G, and then year two we move on and we're good.
Yeah.
So I understand maybe that mindset, but Cam Newton was a security blanket, right? Like Cam Newton was, I just need a quarterback in the room. By the way, free agency starting. I don't know if you're in that category of Cam, you know, at least you could go to somebody, one of these free agents, say, listen, we got Cam Newton here. You know, do you want to come? We at least have a quarterback. But you go into free agency with no quarterback? I don't think there's any way to predict early in NFL free agency who you're going to draft a month and a half, 2 months later. You have no idea who you're going to draft, who's going to be available
at that
point. But it's
chess over checkers, right?
You have no idea who you're going to draft at that
point. No, Cam was the QB floor, and they might have liked Mac Jones. They worked him out, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. But I think they thought they were getting Garoppolo because what a pro-ready fit. As we've seen, Mac Jones was, and I bet San Francisco, if they got a chance to redo it, they don't trade all those picks and they get Mac Jones.
Yeah, let's go to Wayne and Southie. Wayne, what's up, man?
What's going on, Lou? What's going on, Fitz? Hey,
tell us how they do it, Wayne.
I am so psyched for this game. This is a revenge game, Lou. Yeah. This is a revenge game because J.C. Jackson last year, you know what I mean, got beat up by Stephon Diggs. So this one is a big one. This is the one where J.C. shows up at his home and shuts him down in this game. And we show them that this is not the Cam Newton Patriots. This is the Mac Jones Patriots. And we're not playing. We're here to take them down, get the first seed, put them in the background, and move on to better pastures. And don't forget who they play next week, too. The Buccaneers. So even if the Patriots do lose this game, Lou, they got to go play the Buccaneers next week. So even though if we did lose, they're going to lose to the Buccaneers, and that's still going to give us the, you know what I mean? We're still going to be tied with them, and then we get them coming up at the end when we play them here in Foxborough.
Wait,
so it couldn't work out any better.
Yeah, you got the Colts too, though, right? Like, it's not like you got a bunch of cakewalks. I don't know how you feel about the Colts.
No, not cakewalks. I never said cakewalks. Okay. I just think my Patriots are a hard team. They know how to play the game, and they want to win. They want to win this. Mac wants to win this.
I think Buffalo wants to win too. Yep.
I just want to say one thing. Hey, all you guys out there that didn't pick Mac Jones and went out and like the San Francisco 49ers.
Hold on, let me get all the GMs on the air.
Hold on, guys.
John Lynch, line one.
Not having Mac Jones. And you don't play, and you know what I mean? They don't have Mac Jones. We have them.
Yes.
That's Wayno's holiday version of D's Nuts.
Can we copy? Wayno's a lot of Godfather.
Copy that sound and can we put it in some, I don't know, format, whatever, and send it to all the GMs around the league?
Yeah, sure.
Everyone, everybody listen up.
It is a good point, though. The Patriots, so if the Pats lose Monday, but then they take the bye week, then they beat the Colts, right? But the Bills lose to the Buccaneers. That will then put that much more impetus on the December 26th game. That basically will be for the AFC East. So there are so many different scenarios that'll play out. But Ryan just put in my ear while Wayno was, how about these apples and John Lynch and the rest of the league. This is just such a brutal scenario for the Bills because they may have to play their former oppressor minus the actual man who orchestrated the oppression. And then they could lose to the Patriots Monday. And then the week after that, they have to go play the man who oppressed them for 20 years.
Well, Andy Hart said this yesterday, and I agree. This is not the most important Pats-Bills game.
December 26th is.
Yeah, the second one, right? Yeah,
it is.
Because, okay, this is to determine who's – it's a must-win four come December 26th.
Right.
You know, like if the Patriots lose this game – I don't know, is it a must-win to make the playoffs? But, I mean, if the Bills lose this game, is it a must-win? It might be for them. It's 7-6.
According to the good people of Buffalo,
I'm just saying, Wayne, 7-5, maybe that's what they're looking at. You go 7-5, And then you can play Tampa and you go 7-6.
Oops.
And all of a sudden you lose to the Pats, you got 7 losses. You might still finish 10-7, maybe, but is that going to be enough given the way the AFC looks? It might be. Everybody plays each other. But no, I would agree in that, you know, this game might not be the most important game for the division. It just sort of determines who turns into a must win in a few weeks. Right?
Yeah, I can't believe we're all going to be Buccaneers fans next weekend.
It might turn into it. I have no problem doing that. Let's go to Dylan in the car. Dylan, what's going on? You're with Lou and Fitzy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how you
doing? What's up, buddy?
I can tell you what's going to happen on Monday night.
All right, go ahead.
Bills Mafia is going to show up. Yeah. But they're not going to be sitting in the stands. They're going to be playing on the field wearing white. They're going to shut down that offense with Devin McCourty, J.C. Jackson, Dante Hightower. They're not going to put up more than 14. Mac Jones is going to do what he's been doing, and we're going to walk out of there with a dub, and we're going to move on.
All right, sounds good. I don't know. Maybe think they're going to win out the rest of the way. Who knows? I know this. I just saw this.
13-4. Come on, 13-4 is ridiculous. I thought people told me I was a homer for calling for 11-6.
So see, this is the thing where I'm sort of leaning Buffalo here Monday. Okay,
that's because you're Mr. Negative.
I am Mr. Negative.
I had the feedback.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to go 13-4?
No.
So are you going to predict them to lose any week or no?
It's going to happen. I just don't want to be on the record for it.
Okay. So if it's going to happen. You think there's a chance they could lose that Miami game? I got a feeling like you're more worried about that game than maybe some of these other ones.
I honestly think if Miami keeps up, their defense is playing out.
So, I mean, it's like, are they gonna beat Buffalo?
And it's Miami in January. Awful things happened to the Patriots in Miami in January, Lou.
I'm just saying, people think they're going to go up to Buffalo and win.
Old Patriots, new Patriots, real
and
Patriots.
And then take a bye, and it's like, dude, Belichick off a bye, doesn't lose. Dude,
yeah,
check the
right.
record. He don't lose. He's going to Indy. Forget about it. So they're going to go to Indy and
Sylvester Stallone going to be the flag bearer?
Yeah, so they're going to win in New England.
Knock them out. Why don't you try knocking me out?
So then they're going to win in Indy, and they're going to be 10-4, and then they're going to take care of Buffalo at home. If they can beat Buffalo up there in Monday Night Football, of course they can beat Buffalo down here.
That could be the overconfident game.
And then the Jacksonville, of course, they're 12-4. So I don't think they're 13-4. I thought they were 11-6. They could be 12-5.
12-5 would be nice. Like, real nice.
So I think I got to put this as an L Monday night. This is a tough spot.
Why is that an L? Why? Okay, so just tell me, why are you leaning L Monday night? Because the spread, and I know we're talking to Costos in a few minutes to get our weekend picks in. Definitely going to try to run some bad teaser ideas by him.
Yeah.
Why? I think the game is 3. Maybe it's down to 2.5.
2.5, 3.
So the money's coming into the Pats.
I don't know if it's 2.5, it's going to 3, or if it's 3 coming down to 2.5.
Why do you think? Is it weather? Is it just, I mean, what are you going to say? Mac Jones hasn't been there yet? I mean, the guy performs great on the big stage.
Is it just like a bad spot for them? Okay, you mentioned something, too.
We're in a tight spot.
You know, I questioned that Buffalo run defense, right? Indianapolis, yeah. Obviously Jonathan Taylor went absolutely berserk. But they got those couple of guys back this
Edmonds,
week.
The linebacker, and Lotulelei, the defensive lineman.
It's a big difference, right?
Yeah, like 350 pounds of difference.
Did you think the Titans had a great rush defense going into that game?
No.
Okay, so if it's
thought
a similar...
I thought it was good.
It wasn't the Saints. It wasn't the Saints. It wasn't, you know, Tampa Bay, Baltimore. Those teams stopped the run.
But you saw early that the Titans did not have a good passing defense. In fact, they kept targeting their best safety, Byard, last week with success.
You take the run away from the Pats in that wind. That's where I'm worried. The little floaters from Mac, who's extremely accurate, but 20-mile-an-hour winds, the ball, thanks for coming. Like, I just think it's a tough spot. I think it's a bad. I expect them to win 2 or 3 weeks from now in New England and split this series, which I didn't think before the season started they would. They'll split it. I just don't think they win Monday night.
Weather could be just as bad 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now in Foxborough.
It could be, but you're at your place. And there's, you know, dildos aren't coming from the stands.
Sex objects.
Yeah, sex objects. Sorry, I didn't mean to do
that.
Hey,
by the way, have we checked? We got to ask, maybe, I don't know if
Talk
I should ask
me.
Costos. I want to know, like, there's got to be a sports book. Someone has to have an over-under on sex objects thrown onto the field Monday night.
Someone's got to
figure
that,
DraftKings,
right?
Or FanDuel, or someone's got to have that. BetQL, someone, anyone, is anyone like, got a book with a...
What did it say, half a dildo? Is it the over-under or no?
I don't know if I can search the word dildo on my work computer. It might be a little bit of an issue there.
Yeah. But would that the line be? Half of what? What is
plain
it? What
shot.
Half of? Half
right.
of
0.5, 0.5 dildos.
What are we doing? Over-under, half a dildo. What do you got? Over-under. Here we go. Let's go to Justin in Providence. Justin, what's up? Lou and Fitzy.
Yo, Lou, Don, Fitzy. What up, baby?
What's up,
bye,
Justin?
Man. Daily Monday night. I ain't sweating nothing. That's why I want to play this game. Bills Mafia, man, you guys are clowns. You ruined for your – you think your team's not even going to make the playoffs, man. Let's go. I think we got the better special teams. I think we got the better pass rush. I think also for all those people saying, oh, Mac Jones just dips and dunks, dips and dunks. This is that game. The wind's going to be heavy. Let him dip and dunk all night long. Show him that MJ flavor. I'm feeling it. Monday night, let's go. And I hope they win on the 26th. That's my birthday. Let's go. AFC East all the way. Pats, baby. Let's go.
Jeez. Justin, I heard Spaz is going to get you a stripper for your birthday, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Fitz. So appreciate it, man. You know the number.
There we go.
All right, Justin, have
so
a good
what about
weekend,
so special
pal.
Teams? We keep bringing that up. These swirling winds in Buffalo.
Yeah,
their kicker. Oh, I forgot the name of the Bass. Like he's fine. He's not great. He's not tops of the league. We got the best kicker in the league, obviously. If the Pats can move the ball, but it's going to be tough. Like Buffalo doesn't give up 30, 40 points a game. It's a Nick Folk game. You start taking 40-yard kicks with 30-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh, look at that! By the way, did you see this random stat? I heard this over the weekend that opposing kickers are kicking at a rate of 60 or 61% versus the Patriots.
62, yeah, that's right. Yep,
62%. League average is over 80, right?
Yeah.
So how do you? Can I credit the New England Patriots kicking defense for that? Like, what do you give credit for to that?
Well, you know how you framed, like, it's kind of funny in a bigger sense that the Patriots had a quarterback for 20 years, took a year off, and then they were able to find potentially the next guy. It's kind of the same thing with their kickers, where they had Vinatieri all the way, and then you got Gustowski all the way, and then Nick Folk has been...
No, but I'm just wondering, like the special teams, you know, like the defense, you know, points per game, whatever. The fact that field goal kickers kick at a 62%, you know, rate... That's it.
It's because they cheat. It's Bella cheat.
I'm just saying, well, do they do something? Do they like?
Of course it is.
Yell at them? Do they line up? They're not like blocking them.
Get
it.
It's honestly got to get in their head.
They're not blocking them. So what is it?
It's in their head.
In their head.
It's all back to Cundiff. They all just think like, how did Cundiff miss a 32-yarder to go to the to get a chance to attend this game to overtime?
By
they
the way,
overthink
Fitzy, it. In 2019, Oddshark threw this prop out. Will a dildo get thrown in the field at the Patriots-Bills game on Sunday? It was yes, minus 140. No, even money. Bet online. They had it.
Wow.
They had it. You know they got it. They got to have it every single game.
I don't
so
think
I'm guessing 2018. What year did that actually?
2016.
16. Okay.
Believe it or not, the catch was made by Chris Hogan, who was tackled at the 5 by Steph Gilmore, former Bills quarterback.
Yeah,
and then the sex object landed
Hogan
on the field.
Hogan beat Gilmore?
A couple times, actually.
Wow.
He roasted him.
Look at that.
Hey!
That's a gamble.
All right, let's go to Jacob in the car. Jacob, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Honestly don't know how I can, you know, come on after you guys talking about dildos, but
yeah,
whatever.
Okay.
I think this is going to be a huge defensive game for both teams. I think both quarterbacks are going to struggle, especially with the weather going on. Look for low scoring and big defensive plays.
Yes.
Thanks.
That's a big one.
That is a big one.
I don't want to know.
How'd that one get through security?
That is a big one. What's the over-under? 43? 42 and a hook?
42
and a hook, which is interesting.
42 and the dreaded.
My score prediction is Patriots 23, Bills 20. So that's over by half a point.
Ooh.
By a hook.
Is that like a 20-20 lined up Falk for a game winner? Thanks for coming. And Fitzy gets his over.
And he kicks a line drive in. Right, but this time it goes
you're
off.
You're a gambler, right?
Okay.
Yeah. You're a gambler.
Well, I got a couple
Let me ask you. So if you don't like the over,
mm-hmm.
are you a bet the under kind of guy?
Hate unders with the passion of a thousand burning suns.
When I used to gamble a lot, just out of the college days when everybody was single, sitting on the couch, and everybody had bets on everything, there'd always be that one guy in the corner that bet the over, and he'd just sit there all day long, go tick, 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 tick. Keep the ball in bounds. Like the first quarter, the guy runs out of bounds. He's pissed. Everything was like tick, tick, tick.
Right.
He wanted everybody to drive the ball to like the 45 and then punt. And then you drive the ball because we don't want to get the ball back at midfield. You drive the ball to like the 35 and punt. He rooted for an awful football game.
The guy that wants the under. No, I can't do it for that reason alone. Now betting the
you
over.
You can't go to bed if you bet the under.
Never.
You can go to bed if you bet the over.
Correct.
You go to bed at halftime sometimes you bet. I can't bet the under in anything. Hoops, forget a baseball. What am I going to bet the under for? The hell I want that for? Anything. Football, you can't do it.
No. Can't do it. Absolutely can't do it.
No.
Why? I mean, like, it's a stressful enough event going through trying to cheer for an over. But at least you're you're cheering for action, for happiness, for scoring, for people making plays. You want to see?
Yeah.
People stall out at the 43.
All right. We'll see what Costos likes in this game here. Also, there's some college football. Let's find out who he likes tonight this weekend. Let's go make some money, will we? Nick Costos, that's next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back to Maloney and Forey. It's 5:30 here on a Friday, and it's time to make some money. Joining us on the line is the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Gambling Insider, Nick Costos. Insider Calls brought to you by Bet Rivers. You can go check out all the latest lines today at betrivers.net. Nick, how you doing, man? It's Fitzy and Lou.
Lou and Fitzy, what's going on, guys? Hope it was a great Thanksgiving for you, your families, all the great listeners out there. Happy Football Friday. Let's make some money.
Ooh, you're not kidding.
Oh, man, let's win some bets and pay some debts.
Speaking of Friday, let's dive into some college, right? Because this is a big, big weekend in college football. Let's just start tonight. You got the Pac-12 championship. You got Oregon at Utah. And right now, Utah, was it given 3?
Yeah, Utah, I think like it's basically existing, like hovering in between 2.5 and 3 right now. I think it's eventually going to hit 3. The line was 3 earlier in the week, and I think we'll get back there around kickoff. Now, these two teams played about 3 weeks ago. That game was played in Utah. Utah obviously dominated the game, and the game went under the total. This one's going to be played at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. So the Pac-12 championship game used to be played at Levi Stadium where the Niners play on, like, that terrible turf, and games used to go under the total because they were, like, way, way lower scoring games. And now I think because this game's being played in Vegas, like, the expectation is going to be on a faster track, then we're going to see a lot more points scored in this game. I kind of push back on both side and total here. Like, the expectation that, like, the side's going to go exactly the same, the line's the same, given the fact that Utah's not playing this game at home, and then a huge adjustment up in terms of the total. Like, I totally disagree here. So, the full disclosure, I have under 60. It's 57.5.
Yep.
I would still bet the under. I still feel like this total's a little too high, so I like the under tonight with Oregon and Utah, and it has to be 3, so no bet at 2.5. But Oregon +3, I feel like, is a bet that absolutely has to be made. It doesn't mean that it's going to win. But again, think back. Forget about the result. 3 weeks ago, these two teams played in Utah. Utah's home field advantage is massive, right, with altitude and the crowd that they have there, and that spread was 3. Now we're talking the same point spread on a neutral? I disagree with that. So Oregon, but it has to be +3 and under in the Pac-12 title.
Okay, so Utah under the banner of heaven and also under 57.5. That's gonna scratch my Friday night degenerate itch. Now let's look to Saturday. 2 huge games that we're looking at. Number one, the SEC championship with Bama, who squeaked out the dub last week in the Iron Bowl against Auburn in like quadruple overtime, going up against arguably one of the most ferocious defenses we've seen in college football in the last decade in Georgia. And then the nightcap, Michigan, who is just stampeding now with that powerhouse rushing attack, and Haskins against Iowa. Where are you looking in both of these games? Because Daddy needs to make some holiday money.
All right, let's see if we can. I'll give you a bonus pick as well in the American Championship game. But let's start in the SEC, right, where we've got Bama and Georgia game to be played in Atlanta.
Yep.
Currently, Georgia's 6.5-point favorite. This is closer to hitting 7 than it is 6. It is my expectation that we will see a 7 again before kickoff coming up tomorrow. The total is dipped now down to 49, so it's moved about 1.5 downward in the last 24 hours or so. I bet this game earlier in the week. I bet Alabama +7. That does not mean that I think Alabama is going to win the game. And you mentioned, Fitz, that you think Georgia is like one of the best defenses we've seen in a decade. I think there's a chance come the end of the season we're talking about this as one of like the 5 best defenses in the history of college football. Like, it's got that type of upside here. But with that being said, I can't get to 7 here with the number. Like, I think fair price here should be like Georgia -5. And once we hit 7, like the most key number in all of football, I think that really becomes like a bet that has to be placed on Alabama. So no interest for me with the game being at 6.5. If and when it hits 7 again, that's when I would consider coming in and buying on Alabama +7. Quickly on the American Conference game, Cincinnati an 11-point favorite against Houston. I'm not going to claim to be like an expert handicapper of the American Conference, but what I can tell you guys is we've had a lot of sharp bettors, people that know what they're doing, come on my show, You Better You Bet this week. Literally all of them, clean sweep. Everyone likes Houston here. Think this is going to be a close game. Houston lost its first game of the season, has not lost since. This is a legitimately good team. Not as good as Cincinnati, but they're 11-point dogs, so that's reflected, right? So Houston, the pick in the American Championship game, +11 or +10.5 against Cincinnati. Big Ten Championship game, Michigan a 10.5-point favorite against Iowa. This is going to be played in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil. I want to target the total here at 43.5. I actually think this is going to be a higher scoring game than people anticipate here. Played on the fast track, obviously underneath the dome here in Indianapolis. I like over 43.5. I think the total is a little too low. If I had to bet the game against the spread, I would take the points with Iowa just because of the way that Iowa tries to slow the game down. But I'm going to stay away from the spread. I think Michigan's going to win. I would go over 43.5 in the Big Ten.
Look at that. All right, we got some college bets out of the way. Let's jump to the pros. And I'm going to skip, obviously, because we want to start with the Patriots, because we're going to go all the way to Monday night. And they got the Bills at home. What's that line? 2.5? Is it up to 3? I don't know where it is, where you have it right now. But who do you like in this big Monday night matchup?
Yeah, so I actually would like to start with the total, if that's okay, because I think that's really interesting. So there is inclement weather expected in Buffalo on Monday night. We have seen this total now, and think about, like, the total's 42.5. That's a total that's reserved for, like, the Jets playing at home against, like the Cam Newton Panthers, maybe. Like, that would be a total of 42.5. So when you see a total like this, it has to be weather. So there is major wind expected right now, snow potentially, cold temperatures, as you might expect in Western New York on a Monday night in December. So here's what I'm going to tell people to do. Now, you can either do the work yourself, or you can listen to You Better You Bet on Monday. We'll do the work for you. But all you have to do, literally, you, the person listening, Google on Monday, Buffalo weather tonight. And if the wind is not going to be bad, and 15 miles per hour is generally the threshold we look at where wind starts to affect passing games, snow does not affect total in terms of games going under. Snow is an advantage to the offense because the offense knows where it's going. So if snow's in the forecast, who cares as long as there's no wind? If there's no wind in the forecast, like 10 mile per hour winds, Allen and Mack can sling it through that wind. And then the total is going to be like 4 or 5 points too low. So this is a total right now, 42.5, that's expecting major inclement weather. Who the hell knows with meteorologists and weather? Things can change. So if there's no wind in the forecast coming up on Monday and this is the total, we're going to go over here. Now, as far as the side is concerned, Buffalo's a 3-point favorite, but this is basically 2.75 hanging out like in between, depending on where you're looking. I think it's probably going to close 2.5, honestly, if I had to guess. If it's 2.5, and I've been wrong about the Patriots so many times, and I'm not saying they're frauds. I think that they're awesome. They're going to go to the playoffs. They've reloaded. Legitimate AFC contender for sure. If it's 2.5, I have to bet Buffalo. I make the game 3.5. The loss of Tre'Davious White for the season is going to be massive for them, but not necessarily in this game where the Patriots spread the ball around and don't have a true alpha number one receiver. So I actually think in this matchup, it doesn't hurt as much Buffalo not having Tre'Davious White. If it's 2.5, I like the Bills. Don't love it, but that's how I would play the game. And again, check the weather on Monday. If the wind is not bad, bet the over.
Meteorologists and prognosticators, they're paid handsomely to be wrong a little less than 50% of the
time.
Yeah,
am I right, Costos? Hell yeah, baby.
Nick Costos, Odyssey Gambling Insider, joins Merlone and Fourier. Fitzy subbing in for Fourier on the Harbor One Hotline. All right, you know I come at you whenever I'm on the program and we get to talk with bad idea teases. You know, I love a bad idea tease, and I love me a three-leg parlay. And I keep looking this week at that Lions game, and then I look at the Kansas City game because 10.5 seems so high in KC. And then, you know, the Lions, they're 7-4 against the spread this season. And I feel like Minnesota, a little tired, coming off that tough game against San Francisco. Detroit's got 10 days.
Oh, you want to tease Detroit?
Yeah, because I'm crazy. That's why I said they're called bits, bad idea teases. Talk
me
out
of
it.
If it's a bad idea, then don't do it. I mean, it's a terrible idea.
That's part of the fun.
And you want to tease the Chiefs down, you're saying?
I think Denver's defense.
Chiefs down, Vikings down. How's that?
Chiefs down. How about Lions up, Denver up?
No, because I think, look, it's not that the bet can't win. It's just that, like, you get, like, nothing out of it. I would never do that. I think it's a terrible mathematical bet, but, I mean, it doesn't mean it can't be fun or doesn't mean it can't win. I'm not trying to, like, throw cold water on, like, the fun of the teaser, but, I mean, it's a terrible idea. Like, as far as, like, an actual bet goes, it's an awful bet to place because you capture no key numbers. It's an awful idea. Sorry.
All right, well, good. That's what I'm here for. For all the awful ideas. Yeah. Then give me a good bad idea tease for this weekend.
Ooh, good tease.
Well, I'm going to give you a good idea.
Okay,
tease.
Give me a good idea
instead. Arizona currently is a 7.5-point favorite on the road in Chicago. If and when Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins are announced as playing, I feel like this number is going to go up. Arizona, if they're going to play, if Kyler and Hopkins are going to play, and this number stays like 7.5, 8.5, but what you want to do with the teaser is like capture 3 and 7. So tease down through 7 and 3. Or up through 3 and 7. That gives you the best mathematical chance of winning. Obviously, other teasers can win. I'm not saying they can't. Just that, like, you want to give yourself the best chance to win, right? If you're betting your own money on stuff. So Arizona, I think, presents a pretty good teaser leg. If Minnesota ever gets up to 7.5, honestly, I would tease the Vikings down to 1.5. I make the game 7.5. I think Minnesota is extremely likely to win the game. So I would tease Minnesota. What else we got here in terms of teasers? I think you could tease Washington at this point now. Spreads 1.5 on the road in Vegas. I like the Raiders in the game, but I don't think they're going to blow them out. So Washington up to +7.5, I think, makes a lot of sense. And I think that's actually, those are the only games I would tease.
All right, talking to Nick Costos. Nick, one game I think a lot of people in the AFC are keeping an eye on. Two teams, you're trying to figure out who they are. Are they frauds? Are they contenders? The Chargers are at the Bengals. And since he's got that home favorite, -3, who do you like in this one?
Well, it makes me harken back, right, to Super Bowl 16, right, when Joe Montana began his legend by beating the Bengals, and after the Bengals took down Dan Fouts and the Chargers in the Freezer Bowl. And if that had been good weather in that game in Cincinnati, Dan Fouts and the Chargers would have won that Super Bowl anyway, to the present day, where the Chargers are 3-point dogs on the road in Cincinnati. Favorite bet of the week, give me the Chargers. It has to be 3. Chargers +3. I make the game 1. I think that this is going to be a big game for Justin Herbert, slinging it against what I feel like is an overrated Bengals defense. Looked great last week, but of course they're playing like, you know, like the human gargoyle known as Ben Roth. I think it's a big game for Herbert. I like the under as well. Chargers are going to let you run the ball. That's the MO of the Brandon Staley defense. Bengals have been running the ball successfully with Joe Mixon. What does that mean? Successful runs, churning the clock. I like the under in this game. The number has to be 3. Give me the Chargers +3, my favorite bet of the week.
And has there been anyone who's been giving you better free money, and last one for me, Costos, than Miami? They're on a heater. They've won 5 in a row. They're 5-7. They've won 4 in a row. They should be able to push it Sunday. I can't believe they're only a 5-point favorite at home against the Giants. That seems like an easy bet to me. Whether you want to put them in any parlays teases, but just straight up, like, they've been winning easily, covering by double digits every week.
I do feel like the Dolphins, Fitzy, are going to win the game here, and this number is actually out to 6 with the news that Daniel Jones is not going to play, and it's going to be Mike Glennon.
Old pencil neck.
Well, now that, yeah, giraffe neck Mike Glennon, it's amazing that Daniel Jones has the neck injury when Glennon's neck is the size of the Eiffel Tower. I like the Giants here, +6. I made the game 2, so Miami -2. So I like the Giants +3 with Daniel Jones. I do not think Daniel Jones is very good. I am guessing that you guys agree.
Yes.
I am guessing that you, the person listening to this, I'm guessing you agree that Daniel Jones is not good. So here's the question you have to ask yourself. Is Daniel Jones worth 3 points to the point spread, downgrading to Mike Glennon? I think the answer is no. I think Daniel Jones is a low-end starter, high-end backup, and Glennon's a high-end backup. Maybe a point and a half, so this adjustment is entirely too big. A number play here, Fitzy, honestly. Like, if it's Dolphins minus four and it's Glennon, not interested. But now we're hitting six. Like, six is a definite play for me on the Giants with Mike Glennon. So I'm in on Big Blue. Honestly, it's probably my second favorite play of the week at this point is Giants. But it has to be six, not five and a half. Giants plus six on the road in Miami.
All right, Nick, last one's for me here. Just quickly, the NFC West. I know that Niners-Seahawks game and the Rams just seem like a get-right game at home in a blowout versus the Jags. You tell me.
Yeah, I like the – I would only bet the Rams. I make the number 13. The number's 13, so not a lot of interest there for me betting this game. More curious from a real-life perspective to see how Matthew Stafford looks in this game. He's not healthy. He may not be healthy again this season. If I'm the Rams, I'm sitting Stafford this week and playing John Wolford. That's me. Not Sean McVay.
Wow.
To the Niners and the Seahawks here – I feel like if you're betting Seattle games, and I made this mistake, I bet Seattle on Monday night, I was expecting Russ to be something different. Like, I think, like, we need to look at the Seahawks now, like Geno Smith's their starter, because Russell Wilson's playing like Geno Smith, because he's not healthy, he's brutal right now, so I would never bet the Seahawks in this game. I also don't want to bet the Niners, because what if Russ, like, gets healthy, and he's Russell Wilson, then this line's ridiculous. I'd be more interested in the total here, it's 45.5. So I'd say this, if you're out there listening, and you think this is the week, Russ is going to get it turned around, his finger's going to be better, he's going to start playing better, this total is going to be like 3 or 4 points too low. That's where I'd look to attack this would be over, because you know the Niners are going to do their part offensively to get this game over the total.
All right. Well, listen, Nick, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy. You got college football, you got NFL, and of course, at the end of it, you got the Pats Bills Monday night. We appreciate the time, buddy.
We're looking forward to it, guys. Thank you very much. Lou and Fitz, wishing you and all your great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And Fitz, we're going to talk separately, and we're going to get you on some gits instead of bits, some good idea teasers, my friends.
That's what I'm talking about. Till the next episode Friday, buddy.
Looking forward to it.
That's Nick Costos, our Odyssey betting gambling insider, our guy. Hopefully get some wins there. I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right, listen, we got MF ups, right? That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our last call is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. You can donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-Cars for Kids. But of course, it's Friday, so it's not exactly last call, is it, Ryan?
It's
MF-ups.
MF-ups.
Now, Foyer's not here today.
No.
Obviously, we would never do anything, you know, we'd never bring up his stuff behind his back, right? We wouldn't.
Was that the plan? Because I actually did the total opposite
of what
you said. Every single MF-up in this edition
of
MF-ups is Christian Fourier.
Well, I had nothing to do with this.
No, of course.
Well, let's hear. What do we got?
So before we start, I would like to remind everybody, tomorrow, just like every Saturday, 8 to 9, it is myself, it is John Anderson, it is Tyler Devitt, who is very excited to go grocery shopping after the show.
Oh, there you go.
We are on every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., but let's not waste any more time with that nonsense. Let's get right to the MF-ups, and of course, like I said, we start with Christian Fourier.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's funny because you take the four best teams in the NFL with as far as record. I go with the Bucs. Bruce Arians isn't going to win it. People feel like the stack is decked. The deck. I do that every time. You got one. You're welcome. I won't be here Friday, so you guys can suck it. Play without me.
Playing them anyway.
He does. He has trouble with this. It's like every time he tries to say that.
And I completely...
The deck is stacked against him. He can't say it.
Tyler was not here. Tyler was enjoying some vacation time Monday and Tuesday. And Tyler just screamed, he can't get that one still.
He can't get that one.
That's been like a three-year running thing since I started working on this show. He's been not... He says Dak Prescott sometimes. The Dak has been stacked. It's very odd.
Yeah.
Well, let's just keep the pain going with Christian.
Oh, beautiful.
He's recovering, I'm sure. He was trying to preview what was going to be... on the show the following day. This was all pre-taped. Of course, Christian did about as well as you would expect.
Coming up on Merloni and Fourier, we're going to talk some Celtics with Scal, and Rodney Harrison joins us at 4:30. Actually, Scal's at what time? 3:30? Okay. Coming up on Merloni and Fourier, Brian Scalabrini is going to join us at 2:30. Okay, ready? All right. Coming up on Merloni and Fourier, Brian Scalabrini is going to start... Coming up on Merloni and Fourier, Brian Scalabrini is going to join us at 2:30. Join us at 3:30 to talk some Celtics. And Hot Rod, Hot you! All right.
I should know better at this point than to have him read anything out loud after 5 o'clock. Because for whatever reason, when it's live, no problem.
No, it's like, what time is Scal on? 3:30. Okay, 3:30, here we go. Scal's 2:30. On at 2:30, right? I mean, how many times did he do that? Two or three times. He had a tough time with that whole setup right there. All right. Hot Rod, he liked it.
All right, we'll finish with this one, Christian. Telling all the people about a new movie coming out called National Champions. And, of course, you know, we don't do this stuff live on the air. Nobody's heard this beautiful work from Christian talking about the movie National Champions. And, of course, it went about as well as you would expect it would.
Real quick. Hold on. Hey, it's Christian Fourier, and it's time to talk about a new sports movie that I'm really excited. This motherfucker. He did that shit on purpose. I'm waiting now. What did I say that was so funny? Okay, right. Hey, it's Christian. Oh, fuck you. Right. Hey, it's Christian Fourier, and it's time to talk about a new sports movie that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, you're right.
Really excited. Fuck you. All right, ready? Shut up, Ben. Hey, it's Christian Fourier, and it's time to talk about a new sports movie that I'm really excited for called National Champions. It's about a Heisman Trophy winner on the best college football team in America who, on the night before the national championship game, announces he's starting a boycott until all student athletes are compensated. And obviously, all hell breaks f***ing loose, motherfucker. I should probably read this first. It's about a Heisman Trophy winner on the best college football team in America. Hey, it's Christian Fourier, and it's time to thank you, Ben Volen, for coughing as I start for the fifth f***ing time. It's called National Champions, period. How about that? National Champions, executive first. Produced by Russell Wilson's Russell Wilson's. Thank God I'm not going to be here on Friday. F*** you, Ryan.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Thank you, Christian. And those are your MFOs.
Foul language there from Foley.
He gets very down on himself when he can't do basic reads.
Very, very violent. How about that? All right, I liked it, though. I liked it. You guys got any big plans this weekend or what? Pats, no game on Saturday? I mean,
no, I'm gonna
Sunday,
watch,
rather?
Rob Font knock out the king of Rio, Jose Aldo. Rob Font, local boy, New England cartel. Let's go, guys.
All right, I like that. Tyler, anything big?
Jags Rams, it'll be a blowout by like the 10-minute mark in the first quarter, so I'm looking forward to that.
Jags Rams, look at you. I know, it'll be fun. Listen, enjoy your weekend. You got a lot of college football starts tonight, tomorrow night. You got football all day on Sunday. Then we can come back here and get you ready for the Bills and the Pats. Foyer will be back here with us at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday at 2.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.